based. Mark here from 30plusmensfitness.com, and I hope you're doing great. Welcome to my fifth podcast. Before I begin, lads, two things. You can see, or you can hear, my voice isn't great. Secondly, it's midnight here, Thursday night, going into Friday morning. Just recording this podcast for you as I want it all to be released. I want it to be released on Saturday morning for you guys to listen. But I'm going to have to keep my voice down because the two boys are sound asleep. Mrs. is sound asleep. I'm up at 5 to teach a boot camp, and I just thought, well, I want to get this done. So I'm going to be tired anyway. So let's just get this done. So, yeah, guys, big welcome to my fifth podcast. For those of you who follow 30 Plus Men's Fitness, you all know that this weekend is quite a poignant weekend because it's 2 years since the tragic passing of one of my best mates, Mark Ramskill, who was also the co-founder of 30 Plus Men's Fitness. And, you know, I mean this when I say this, I wouldn't be where I am today. 30 Plus wouldn't be where it is today, helping so many men globally. Without Mark's drive, without his kick up the bum for me, and without his vision. And I'm going to tell you all about that in this podcast. I'm going to try and go for about 25 minutes, guys, a little bit shorter than normal. I don't have any script. I don't have any plan. I'm just going to sort of talk to you about how I met Mark and why I still talk about him today. You know, whenever I talk about 30 Plus Men's Fitness, a lot of you guys probably think, you know, why does he carry on talking about him? You know, obviously he was his mate, but, you know, I'm always talking about him. And like I said to you, simply because he had the vision for this. He drove pretty much everything. I was just a fitness guy with the workout ideas. And, you know, for what he's done for my business now and where I'm at, and the way I'm able to help so many over 30s men globally with my methods, it wouldn't have come about if it wasn't for his vision. So I'm going to dedicate this podcast to Mark. I know he'd be listening in, listening down, and smiling, and he would be absolutely over the moon at where 30 Plus Men's Fitness is now and where it's heading, which I firmly believe it's only going to get bigger by our online programs and our boot camps, etc., etc. So, okay, guys, just give us a sec. What I'm going to do, I'm here on my sofa, and I'm just going to, it's got a recliner on it, and I'm going to just kick back and get into it, guys. So, excuse me. So, yeah, first time I met Mark was back in 2008, I believe. Had an email off him saying he was interested in some personal training. Just moved to Cardiff. I was a personal trainer, doing one-to-one training. That's all I was doing at the time. And I gave Mark a call. We spoke on the phone and we arranged a free consultation and a free tryout session. And I'll never forget, actually, that on his first session, well, I was actually still training a client inside the gym, and I was peering out of the window because it's a really hot summer's day, and I could just see this like really tall, sort of awkward, gangly looking man. And he won't mind me saying this, he's listening, he'll just laugh. He was sort of shuffling along the car park, just pacing up and down, looking really, really nervous. And that was Mark. And my first sight of him was out looking out of the gym window and just seeing this guy just pacing up and down the car park, looking very nervous. And, you know, we met, we had a great consultation. And at the time, I didn't know this, but he later opened up, confessed to me that, you know, he suffered a lot with anxiety and also depression, which was something that, you know, I suffered with as well. And I suppose something that ultimately brought us closer together as mates, because we understood each other and understood depression, and, you know, we've been through dark times. So basically, I took Mark on as a client. We started to train twice a week. And, you know, Mark absolutely hated anything fitness related. He hated cardiovascular training, but he loved the weights. And I got him into lifting weights and lifting quite heavy, and he just fell in love with it. And one thing he didn't fall in love with, though, was the music at the gym. I used to train clients out of, like, the music was appalling. Sometimes, you know, they'd be playing bloody love songs. And he would come in quite irate and say to me, listen, Tregs, I can't train to this crap. like, can you set us up in the back room with some weights and I'll bring in my like ghetto blaster. It's like, yeah, okay, no worries. So, you know, one day he rocked up for a session and he just had this like absolute, like I can only describe it as like a bus on his shoulder, which was his ghetto blaster full with tape deck and like these like incredible like woofer speakers. And we just used to start playing music in the back room. It was all his music. And turns out he was into really aggressive, explicit hip hop. You know, we're talking about like, is it Juru the Damager, Scarface? No, somebody did an album called Scarface. He was into his Ice Cube, Ice-T, Cypress Hill, all this kind of stuff. And you know, I'd listened to a bit of that growing up, but he had a passion for this angry, aggressive, explicit hip hop. And we used to play it really loud. And he used to just absolutely love getting into his weights, getting into his training. And, you know, what happened quite soon was that, you know, he started to lose a lot of weight. He started to gain muscles and he started to feel better than ever. And he would literally just come into the gym and just be so pumped for a workout. It was incredible. And he started to feel great, tell me how great he felt. And it was a lovely feeling. And, you know, in between sets, we talk about what he did for a living. And at the time, I wasn't really paying any attention, but it turns out he worked in digital media. He used to blog for a living. He used to create content for internet sites, videos, and all that type of thing. And this basically just used to go over my head, you know, because you do make small talk with clients and ask them what they do, you know, as part of being a personal trainer. But basically, during the time that I knew Mark, I was actually getting quite into following sort of fitness gurus from the States and bootcamp owners from the States. And I was doing a lot of hours as a PT and I was looking to really sort of develop my business and expand my business and grow it for that. You know, if I did eventually become a parent one day, then I'd have more of a business rather than, you know, working 10 hours a day in a gym and never seeing my kids. And by following the gurus, they were talking about niche marketing and doing boot camps, training more people at one time. You know, you work less hours, you earn more, you can charge the clients less. And I went away and had this great eureka moment, this idea one day, whereby I thought to myself, well, hang on, I'm an over 30s guy. I feel really good because of I now understand fitness and nutrition. And, you know, I understand the correct forms of training, but I wonder how many guys out there that don't. And are feeling lost and feeling that their ever-expanding waistline is just part of getting older. Who doesn't have the energy to run around with the kids? Maybe they're unsure of what to eat. And I came up with the idea of an over-30s boot camp, obviously based in my hometown of Cardiff. And the first person I rang was Mark, because we were really good mates. And I said, hey, listen, dude, I've got this idea. You know, what do you think to this? He went, mate, it's an amazing idea. He said, but let me play a part in it and let me record videos. He said, at the time, I just had like a tired old website with just images on. He said, you need to get into videos. You've got the passion. You need to get on the camera and record some videos. He said, so by all means, get a website created, but let me record you doing some intro videos and I'll help you set up a blog. And, you know, basically, he was just 100% behind me. So first ever session we did, I remember promoting it on Facebook and getting about 8 to 10 lads interest. And the first session was back in May 2010. We had 8 lads turn up. I introed myself. Mark was there. He filmed it. He introed himself. The guys had a great session. And then immediately afterwards, you know, we filmed like a welcome video for a website. I'd never, you know, spoken on camera at length before. And I was so nervous. I was tripping over my words. And I remember there's a boiling hot day. We must have done about 30 takes, and in the end we got it. I sound like I've taken a load of drugs and about 10 cups of coffee, because I'm just speaking so fast and trying not to trip over my words. But Mark was patient and we got it there, and we got some great videos and slotted them into my 30 plus bootcamp website. And you know, between 2010 and the end of 2010, or sort of the middle of 2010, the end of 2010, my bootcamp started to grow. But, you know, within just a couple of months of it starting to grow, Mark would sort of say to me during the sessions, listen, there is no reason why you can't replicate what you're doing here in Cardiff to your bootcamp lads. why you can't replicate that online. He said, you know, you've got passion, you're authentic, you deliver these lads these great workouts. Well, don't just limit yourself to Cardiff. Think about how many other guys could benefit, you know, from your methods globally. He said, we need to set up a online platform whereby, you know, we can create content and put it out daily to, you know, to men following you. And it was just sort of going over my head. I was thinking to myself, well, you know, what's all this about? I'm just a fitness guy with the ideas. I don't know what I'm doing. He said, look, Tregzy, don't you worry. We need to come up with a name and I will create a website. And every week we will start to just film content, write articles. We'll create a Facebook page. So we went away and we had a little think about it. And I was going to call this new project the 30 Plus Formula, because that's how we've actually branded our workouts. We call them the 30 Plus Formula workouts. But I had a business coach at the time, and when I ran it by him, he said, no, he said, it's not clean. It's too complicated. He said, how about 30 Plus Men's Fitness? And, you know, let's face it, it's a great name, and it is exactly what it says on the tin. So we now had 30 Plus Boot Camp, which was a Cardiff brand, and we then created 30 Plus Men's Fitness. So by the end of 2010, Mark had all off his own back set up and created 30plusmensfitness.com, which is the website that still runs today with all my articles on there, all my free content, you know, videos of my clients training, my links to this podcast, etc., etc. But at the time, it didn't have any content, and I didn't really know where we were going with it. But Mark was like, look, the website is set up. Every weekend now we're going to film content, workouts. He said, come up with a series of workouts that over 30 men can follow. So I went away and I was like, right, okay, I'll come up with a series of workouts. So I created a Bodyweight Basics series, Bodyweight Basics Part 1, all the way to Bodyweight Basics Part 3. These were simple but effective bodyweight training methods that I discovered, you know, via my personal training diploma that I put together and created for the busy over 30s man. It was maybe, you know, slamming the running, walking on the treadmill at the gym and not really getting anywhere. So, you know, they were based on science, based to ramp up your metabolism, get you burning lots of calories and stuff that you could do at home. We actually started to film these, you know, either in the gym or outside of the gym, you know, just in a local park or outside of my apartment. And we slowly started to create some content, started to write articles. Mark set up a Facebook fan page. Again, I didn't really know where it was going, but he was educating me in online fitness, in online marketing. And it was very much a sort of, I was just learning. I was learning as much as he was about his training, about internet marketing during our sessions. Now, just to stop sort of there and tell you a little bit that was going on in my personal life at the time. I was actually living with a friend for a couple of years, but I'd met this girl and I'd actually decided to take out a 12-month rental on a nice apartment in the Bay where we were going to live. And it just so happened this was where Mark was living, so he was delighted. Obviously I was going to be moving in there with a girl, but he was delighted that I was going to be one of his neighbors, so to speak. Anyway, without getting too much into the details, the apartment I moved into with this girl who I thought was the one, it went dramatically tits up. I'll tell you guys because, you know, we're on it together. But basically, it turns out she cheated on me. She actually got pregnant by another bloke. Now, that was pretty horrific to deal with when that came out. And it was towards the summer of 2010. Boot camp hadn't been running that long. It was still in the early days of, you know, doing the filming and doing the content. And it was a huge shock to the system. So, as you can imagine, when that happened, I politely asked her to leave and never saw her again. Thankfully, she wasn't around from around these parts. But yeah, never saw her again. But nevertheless, the day all that unveiled, Mark was one of the first guys that I contacted, as he was now one of my best mates, not just a training client, he was one of my best mates. He was one of the first people I contacted alongside my family. And he was obviously, you know, deeply upset for me. And I remember actually that evening coming home from dropping the said young lady back to a place where she belonged. It wasn't with me. He was actually waiting for me at my front door of my apartment. And he said to me, I'll never forget, I got back and he said to me, he said, Tregsy boy, he said, I cried for you today, mate. He said, that doesn't deserve to happen to anyone. And he said, come on, let's go out and have a couple of pints and we'll have a curry. And we went out that evening. And of course, I was just absolutely demoralized. I basically thought my whole future was going to be with this girl. And it wasn't. And I was just there, literally, I was crying into my pint. I don't mind admitting it. You know, I was crying into my pint, but we were trying to, you know, we were trying to have a laugh about it as well, because we always did have a laugh about everything. And but you know, I was saying to him, listen mate, what am I going to do? You know, I feel humiliated, I feel demoralized, you know, what am I going to do? And I remember he just looked me in the eye and he said, listen Tregsy, he said, you got to go back to the gym, do what you do best, train clients and just keep on trucking, fella. And obviously, you know, we've all heard of the term keep on trucking, but it was a very poignant moment. I'd never heard anyone say that to me. And I think that, you know, it's a phrase that I've had to continue and carry on since his passing, because I think it just applies to so many over 30s men that are going through difficult periods in their lives, may it be with, you know, the pressures of having a young family, financial pressures, maybe they're not earning enough at work or they're working long hours and not seeing their kids. You have got to keep trucking. You're not alone. And I think that's what 30 plus is about. So anyway, that's exactly what I did. I went back to work. I kept on trucking. And for the next 6 months, I totally threw myself into filming content with Mark, getting it out there. I had no other commitments. And I just really bought into this whole internet marketing thing, started to get active on the Facebook page and really push it forward. So all the way through 2011, we were just filming loads and loads of content and started to get a really good following. Now, it was around that time that an opportunity came up for me to go on a course to go to a 10-day residential in Thailand with UK-based guru Dax Moy, who was running a program for fitness professionals to create an online program, which they would basically, you would go to Thailand, take yourself totally out of the day-to-day life of running your personal training and your boot camps, create a product that you could launch and start to monetize on and help people with when you come back. So, you know, I was a single guy, my business was on the up. This course was expensive, but, you know, it looked like I could make it work on paper. So I said to Mark, what do you think about this? What do you think I should go and do this? And, you know, we sat down, he looked at it, and, you know, we still didn't really know what our first program was going to be. But we decided that it was a good idea that I go to Thailand and do this course with Dax. Now, this course wasn't until 2012. So it actually took a year of paying it off in installments prior to going before I actually went. So it was a big commitment. We were putting, you know, my balls on the line. I put a lot of money on the line. But Mark was 100% behind me in saying that this was the way to go. This was the way to go. Now, this is where it gets even more interesting, because from the moment that I actually committed and signed up, I actually met my partner, Sarah, because I was very active on the dating sites, getting out there and getting in the mix. I met my partner, Sarah, and we just clicked straight away. Obviously, I'm talking about the mother of my two children. You know, it was we actually moved in within 3 months. It was meant to be. We're actually only living around the corner from each other. We moved in, and guess what? She fell pregnant within 6 months of us being together. And yes, we had agreed that we would like to start a family. I was 33, she was 37. None of us had any kids. None of us had been married. And, you know, it seemed like the right thing to do. And, of course, it was, because we've got two beautiful children now. But by the time that this course came along, March 2012, my girlfriend was pregnant by about 2 or 3 months, I believe. And it was around this time, as I was going to Thailand, that Mark had actually decided that he was going to leave Cardiff. He'd been training with us for a while. He'd actually joined boot camp, which was unheard of because he hated cardio so much. But we got him there. And he used to turn up with a face like a smacked ass. He would be miserable. He wouldn't speak, but he would go away and he'd be absolutely buzzing. And the lads loved him because he just had a different sense of humour. He's a really kind of odd kind of guy, but he had a sick sense of humour, which I suppose I have a little bit as well. And you know what lads like when they get together. And yeah, we just had such a laugh together. But he decided he was going to move away from Cardiff. He was going to go and live with a partner that he had been seeing all throughout his time in Cardiff. And they'd just been sort of commuting to see each other. But one thing he did say to me is he said, look, even though I'm moving away, Treggs, I will continue to help you out with your online stuff. Go away to Thailand, get it done. And when you come back, you know, let's get it out there and crush it. So I flew off to Thailand in March 2012 to meet up, you know, traveled halfway across the world, left my girlfriend who was pregnant. Huge investment now, guys. Plus the time off work. Plus at the time I didn't have any I didn't have any staff, so I was at a loss of earnings as well because basically the business would be shut down whilst I was away. So I flew to Thailand and met up with like these six fitness professionals. We're all pumped up to start working on our program. The great thing was is that, you know, I'd already created a lot of content with 30 plus men's fitness. My boot camps were growing, so I was known as the 30 plus guy. So really, there was going to be 10 days out to create this product and we could get back and make it happen. Well, I'm afraid, guys, what happened 24 hours in will always remain with me. And unfortunately, it was when I got a text from one of my boot campers, Steve, who used to work with Mark, a very good friend of Mark's as well, saying, dude, can you call me? Now, I know at the time we had spoke before about his membership fees, and I texted him saying, dude, it's okay, I got your membership fees, I'm in Thailand, don't worry. And he said, no, mate, you need to ring me, it's about Mark. And so I rang him and I received the tragic news that Mark had passed away. Unfortunately, he'd taken his own life. And, you know, as you can imagine, I'm in Thailand away from my family. Sarah's pregnant. I'm with six people I've never met. And obviously I go into a meltdown. I knew Mark had suffered with depression. I knew he'd suffered with anxiety because we were actually on the same meds. We both used to take citalopram many years ago. And if one of us ran out, the other one would say, hey, have you got 20 milligrams I can borrow just to keep me sane? Because we both suffer with anxiety. So I knew he battled, but I didn't know the extent to which he battled. And unfortunately, depression had got the better of him. And he took his own life. Now, I'm there in Thailand, invested heavily in a program. I'm in absolute pieces. And the first thought I have is I need to come home. And first thing I said to everyone is I said, look, just forget about me. I grieved in my room for a long time. I was jet lagged. I slept. I cried. I spoke it over with my girlfriend, and who basically said, you need to stay out here. You need to honor what you need to. Mark would appreciate it. In the meantime, I'm emailing all the lads back home to organise a memorial for him, which they carried out in amazing fashion. But after 24 hours of grieving, I got up. I took a run alongside the beach in Thailand. There was a tropical storm. It was just me running along. The heavens were opening, thunder and lightning. It's quite a moving experience, actually. But I decided that I was going to stay there and do this. And I come back in and I said to the guys, right, I'm in play. And I just got myself in front of the camera. And for the next 8 days, because remember, I was a little bit behind, I just filmed 16 bodyweight workouts, a progressive online program that I could launch to you over 30s guys when I got home. And let me tell you guys, it was hard. It was hard putting on a front, everything was all right. It was hard thrashing myself, you know, in 110 degrees heat in front of a camera. It was hard thrashing myself in tropical storms, but I wanted to get it out there. I wanted to get it done. And I'll tell you what, guys, I was fucking proud that I got it done under the circumstances. So I flew home with all this, these great videos, but, you know, Mark was gone. And also, you know, we had his funeral, which was just tragic. It was just so, so sad. I met his lovely mum and his brothers, his brother. It was just a wonderful guy, and you know, everyone was just in pieces. And what happened then was I basically just lost the desire, lads. I'm not going to lie to you. Without Mark saying to me, listen, you need to film workouts, you need to do this, you need to drive the content forward. I didn't email my list, I didn't even speak to you guys on the Facebook page, I didn't do any videos. I put on a bit of weight, I got lazy. I moved house because my girlfriend was pregnant. And one day I went to, I was just thinking to myself, oh, I'll have a quick look at the website. I went on there, the website had disappeared. Cut a long story short, it turns out that all the accounts were in Mark's name. Obviously, debits hadn't been paid via his account because Mark used to pay the debits and I would just weigh him in. And in the end, I had to get on the phone to a hosting company in the States and say, listen, you know, this was our site. And they were like, we're afraid that this is nothing to do with you. There's no Mark Tregilgus on these records. It was all in Mr. Ramskill's name. So I even had to contact his brother, for his brother to contact these people to produce a death certificate to keep 30 Plus Men's Fitness website alive. Now, let me tell you guys, there was times I sat in my office and I almost decided to fucking bin it, because that is not nice dealing with family that are grieving and telling them that, look, please, can you help me here? Because this was our project. You know, I fell out with his girlfriend. She blocked me. She hung the phone up on me. We've not ever spoken since. But I had to do what I had to do because I wanted to salvage this. And thankfully, I did salvage this. And thankfully, I was introduced to a guy called Carl Warren. Carl is now my right-hand man. He'll be editing this podcast and adding all the jingles and sending it over to me because that's what he does. Carl was actually introduced to me by Mark in the very beginning. Mark had found him on the internet and said, this guy could do our graphics for us. He said, I can create your website, but I'm crap with graphics. This guy can do our graphics. So Carl had always done a bit for me. But after reading one of his Facebook statuses one day in which he was saying, I've just created an awesome online membership site for a client, I knew that Carl could help me. And he did. Carl stepped in when I asked him, and he helped me push forward with this idea. But I got to be honest, guys, the motivation was totally gone until my son was born in August 2012. And a lot of you will know that he had a rough start. We almost lost him. He had a few breathing difficulties and we ended up spending probably 4 weeks in neonatal. Now, let me tell you, nobody wants to go through that. It was awful. But I decided to make the most of my time and I took my laptop in with me and I just started to email you guys. For the first time, I sent out an email and I said to you guys, I'm sorry I've not been in touch. You know, my friend passed away, but my son's here now and I want to carry this on. And the support I got back from the emails, there was a couple of emails come in. It said, you do make a difference. Don't quit. Your friend would want you to do this. And it just drove me and it drove me. It drove me. And I started to get back on the Facebook page, start to talk to all you guys. Now I was a tired dad. I felt like I understood you guys more. Now I had more financial pressure for having a young family. I felt like I understood you guys even more. The stress, the tiredness, the anxiety. And I decided I was going to get this out there. And, you know, with Carl's help in January 2013, we launched our online programs. And, you know, if you're listening to this, it's highly likely that you're one of my loyal online members club clients, or you've been part of a recent 21-day program, or you're thinking of coming on board as part of the program. And, you know, I'm sat here now in March 2014, having launched the online programs just over a year ago, and they have been a huge success. And what they've done is they've helped me see out Mark's vision, which was you can help over 30s men globally. You can help them feel better using your methods. You can do this. You have the passion. These were his words that echo every day in my head that drove me. I was just a fitness guy with the workouts. I didn't have a clue about social media, but he drove it and that vision has become a reality. And that is why, lads, that is why I talk about him and that is why I keep his spirit alive. That is why I talk about keep trucking. And you know, why I do this is because I want you guys to fucking feel good. I don't want you guys to feel alone. You guys are not in this on your own. If you're suffering depression, if you're suffering anxiety, then fucking talk about it. Share it. Do not suffer in silence. Do some exercise. Get into one of my plans. And I'm telling you, it will help you. I don't want you guys to suffer. I know that life is tough in your 30s, but you're not alone. And I'm telling you, you're not alone. And I don't want to ever have to hear about another over 30s trucker having to take his own life because he just felt that was the only thing he could do. And I feel so guilty for being away in Thailand, and I feel that I wish I could have helped Mark, and I know a lot of lads do too, but he moved away and we'd lost a bit of contact, and hindsight is a wonderful thing. But all I can do now is keep his spirit alive. And this Saturday on March 15th, 2014 will be just over 2 years since his passing. We'll be coming together in Cardiff, the UK, in my hometown with my 30 plus boot camp boys, the Vale of Glamorgan lads, the Liverpool lads. These are all new boot camps that have sprung up on the back of the success of my online programs. Boot camps that wouldn't have sprung up had I not had my online programs, had Mark Ramskill not given me the initial idea. And on Saturday, I will be taking his Ghetto Blaster, which he gave me when he left Cardiff, and it's my one thing that remains that he gave me. We'll be playing loud, aggressive, explicit hip-hop in the middle of Llandaff Fields in Cardiff whilst working out. We'll be meeting half an hour before the session starts to share Mark Ramskill anecdotes and joke about just some of the things that he said. You know, he was a funny, witty guy. He often talked about turning up and, you know, maybe filming the girls' boot camps in a cape with just a monocle. He often talked about, Treggs, why don't you set up a boot camp just for ladies with big bottoms? And I would just like to turn up and just watch their bottoms wiggle, and I will I'll film that too in a cape. This guy was just incredible. Some of the banter we had, I can't really put out there to the general public because it was just funny, but it was just silly banter that lads have, and I'll never forget it. And we used to sit in the pub and talk about how awesome it was to be, you know, living that single life, and, you know, how all our mates are punks because they're married and settled down with kids and their missus dictate their lives, and, you know, isn't this great that we can just meet up for beers? And we talk about, like, the vision, and I was going to employ him full-time and all that. And I know he'd be laughing at me now because he never, ever wanted kids. He used to laugh about it. And he would be laughing at me now getting up in the middle of the night with two kids and being in the trenches. But, yeah, you can obviously see how much he means to me. And we'll be honouring him on Saturday, not just during the boot camp, but afterwards. We are going to be going out and watching the rugby, but we're going to be having about 30 or 40 lads together going out and having a really good drink up, because he loved a drink up and he loved a curry. And if there's any of us still standing, we'll be going for a curry. And I want it to be a celebration. I don't want it to be a sad time. I want it to be a celebration of the fact that because of Mark, 30 plus men's fitness is what it is today. And all of you guys have been brought together, whether you realise it or not, you've been brought together by this guy pushing me and believing in me and telling me I could do this. And, you know, I have a great life now, and by helping so many men around the globe has helped, you know, my business grow. And I'm so grateful to him, the fact that I can take care of my family and provide for them. And my girlfriend, you know, is off work at the minute, and I can provide for her. And my boys don't have to go without anything. That is all down to Mark giving me that vision. And I'll be eternally grateful to him. And I just want to honour him in style. But I know you guys that may be listening to this want to honour him, that can't make the memorial, which is today, if you're listening to this in Cardiff. So therefore, what I've done, guys, is I've created a Mark Ramskill inspired memorial workout for you guys to do, wherever you are in the world. I'm just about to get it up now. It's on my Facebook fan page. But if you guys want to honour him, if 30 plus men's fitness has enhanced your life in any way, then please feel free to do this workout. I know a lot of you may be thinking you might need a kettlebell because we do a lot of kettlebell stuff, but you don't. You don't need a kettlebell. So if you just grab a pen and paper, or pause this, go and grab a pen and paper, the workout that I'd love for you to do, and I'd love to hear about it, you doing, it's going to be on Saturday, the 15th of March, which is today. If you're listening to it today, this is when I hope the podcast is going to be released. It's going to all be based around his age, number 37. That's how old he was when he tragically passed away. The Mark Ramskill Memorial Workout is as follows. I would like you to start with a 2-mile run. And then in this order, you're going to do 37 squats, 37 sit-ups, 37 lunges, 37 push-ups, 37 squat jumps, 37 plank to push-up, and 37 burpees. You're then going to finish with a 2-mile run. Now, there's no need to record your time, lads. This isn't about being first. It's just about putting yourself through the paces, like I said, in memory of somebody that's brought us all together. I've included the 4-mile run simply because he hated running, and I know that he will be looking down on us and having a really good laugh, but he'll also be smiling and he'll be proud. This is also going to add a little bit of time to your workout, just so you can collect your thoughts. You know, running is a great time to collect your thoughts. And if you knew Mark, you can think about him, remember him fondly. And if you didn't, remember, maybe it's time to think about somebody that you've lost and remember them. And added to this, you're going to get such a great release of endorphins having completed that workout and that run that you're going to be feeling very upbeat after, which is the purpose behind this, because I want to give you a lift mentally. I don't want you to suffer. Remember, we lost Marky to depression. I don't want that illness to take any of you truckers. So get your teeth stuck into this, suffer hard and enjoy the feeling afterwards. And let us know. Post on the Facebook fan page how you got on. Send me an email and let me know how you got on, guys. And that's it. We're coming up to 35 minutes. I said it'd be 20-25, but you know, I just really wanted to give you the story behind Mark, tell you what he was like as a bloke, and tell you why we have chosen to honour him in such a way, guys. So listen, I really hope you enjoyed that podcast. It was from the heart. I hope you get stuck into the workout, and I really hope that 30 plus men's fitness is continuing to have a positive effect on your life. Remember, if you've just found this podcast and you want to know more about us, go to the main website, www.30plusmensfitness.com. If you want to know more about our online coaching, actually, we've got a plan launching tomorrow. You can go to www.30plusmensfitnessplan.com. But this one's been all about my best mate, Mark Ramskill, and long may his memory live on. So viva Mark Ramskill, viva 30 plus men's fitness. And wherever you are, guys, if you're having a hard time, you're not alone. Share that problem with people and keep on trucking.